KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky, and it's 52 degrees. We look for it to be mostly sunny today, with high around 72 and winds southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The Atlantic City Council Wednesday heard a presentation with regard to child care in the community and in Cass County. The meeting was held electronically due to COVID restrictions. During their session, the Cass Atlantic Development Corporation Executive Director Jennifer McIntaffer mentioned the City of Atlantic recently lost some 100 child care spots. The lack of child care, she said, becomes an economic development issue with parents not being able to go to work. Shirley Ulrich, a community development specialist with the Child Care Resources and Referral of Southwest Iowa, said Atlantic recently lost one child care center and two in-home care providers. And in an effort to increase the number of qualified child care providers, CCR&R is hosting a series of child care ready programs, which helps child care centers and home care providers become staff so they can serve more children.
And my child care ready that I have going on right now, there's two Atlantic residents that are trying to become home providers. They won't be done until the second week of December. And then Kelsey Smith-Wahoof, who works for Child Care Resource and Referral in Atlantic there, we're also working together to get a child care ready for just the Atlantic area going in December.
Through the online recruitment events, they hope to recruit, retain, train, and support quality child care and early education providers. McIntaffer said that CCR&R have partnered with the Iowa Women's Foundation to provide a small $250 incentive grant to each participant who completes the series.
We're doing a campaign. We've sent letters to businesses to add that to maybe entice a few more.
Funding will be primarily used to pay for costs associated with the startup of becoming a child care home provider, opening a child development home business.
The initial startup costs can get quite expensive if you start a home center or whatever. And so what we'd like to do is allow them the funding to pay for those startup costs.
Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Bailey Smith said some of the costs those businesses incur include mandatory CPR lessons, fire extinguishers, and more. Smith said that they would like to have at least $1,000 available as an incentive per startup.
Yeah, we're hoping the businesses will donate to create the $1,000 match, which will help incentivize them, because Kelsey and Shirley have said they get a lot of phone calls from people interested in starting a home care provider. And they get done explaining all the things they need to do to get started and the cost, and then they never called it back. So we're hoping if we give $1,000, they'll call back and start the daycare themselves to try and accommodate the kids who have recently lost child care.
And while this approach, she said, is a Band-Aid on the issue of insufficient child care, right now they mainly want to cover kids who are without a child care provider. In the long term, more providers will be needed in order to draw businesses and employees to town. Councilperson Grace Garrett asked what if there was any oversight into how the money is used.
They would not get the grant funds until their application is sent off to DHS to be approved.
GADCO will serve as the flow-through organization for those funds. Well, the Wellmark Foundation has provided 28 Iowa organizations with their small matching assets to Community Health or Match grant awards, amounting to $576,608 altogether. The organizations and or cities, which locally includes Council Bluffs, Lenox, Malvern, and Greenfield, were notified in August of their pending awards and had 12 weeks to secure the required matching funds. Small match grant recipients were able to use a combination of in-kind donations, services, and cash in order to receive their award from the foundation. All the funded projects will help individuals, families, and communities achieve better health through the built environment initiatives that encourage physical activity or access to and consumption of nutritious foods. The 28 Iowa organizations awarded a Wellmark Foundation 2020 small grant, match grant locally include the City of Lenox for the Main Street Pocket Park, the City of Malvern for their Banner Park Enhancement, Wabash Trace Connectivity, Greenfield Chamber Main Street Development for the Greenfield Park Improvement Project. All those received $25,000. Iowa Western Community College and Council Bluffs received $10,000 for the Treasure Cove Disc Golf Course Improvements. Kellen's Kingdom and Carroll received $25,000 for the Western Iowa Miracle Field. Madison County Foundation for Environmental Education and Woodbine Community Foundation each received $25,000 for their projects as well. For more information about those and other projects, you can go to wellmark.com/foundation. The Red Oak Police Department and Red Oak Volunteer Firefighters Association, with the support and assistance of multiple public safety agencies, local businesses, and organizations within Montgomery County, will once again serve as a distribution point for the Marine Corps' Toy for Tots program in Montgomery County. The goal is to see that every child registered in Montgomery County is able to have at least one new toy for Christmas this year. Registration is underway now until December 1st. For detailed toy drop-off information, you can see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The projected toy delivery date is currently set for December 21st. A parent, guardian, or grandparents are the only ones allowed to sign up a child. There is some information that needs to be brought in with that person registering the child when they come to do so. If they can bring a copy of the child's birth certificate, that works best, authorities say, and the child's full name on it as appears on the birth certificate, date of birth, parents' names, and a telephone number of the person registering the child. The toys will be divided into three age groups, 0 to 3, which are non-gender specific, 4 to 8-year-olds, male and female, and 9 to 14-year-olds, male and female. Maximum age for the recipient of the toys is 14. The following locations in Red Oak will also serve as toy drop-off points: Fairway, Montgomery County, YMCA, Cubbies, the Bucksnort, Hardware Hank, Orchlands, Hy-Vee, and Red Oak Police Department. If you have any questions about the Toys for Tots program, contact Red Oak Police Chief Justin Ramey at 712-623-6500. Connections Area Agency on Aging says they are in need of Secret Santas for their Secret Santa for Seniors program. When the program was started last year, their goal was to reach socially isolated seniors that may not receive any holiday gifts. Little did they know how great the need would be in 2020, especially with coronavirus. This year is especially difficult for older friends and neighbors as the pandemic continues and older adults try to avoid the coronavirus. Social distancing and safety measures may limit contact with their family and friends during the holidays, leaving many of those seniors lonely and socially isolated. Connections officials say they need Secret Santas to help bring some holiday joy and make the 2020 Secret Santa for Seniors program a success. Connections Area Agency is one of six area agencies on aging in Iowa and part of a nationwide network with the mission of enhancing the quality of life for elders in 20 counties through education, planning, and coordination of services. To keep the seniors and staff safe during the current pandemic, they're requesting gift cards specified by each senior to be purchased this year and dropped off or mailed to one of the Connections offices locations by December the 4th. Additional gift cards are requested due to the number of requests that have been made to the program. To be matched with a local senior, call or email Tasha Jones at 800-432-9209 or email tjones@connectionsaaa.org. If you'd like more information about the Secret Santa for Seniors program, you can contact them at 800-432-9209 or, again, connectionsaaa.org. Elsewhere in the news, officials of the Creston Police Department today report 24-year-old Tristan Lehman of Creston was arrested Wednesday night. Lehman was taken into custody following a traffic stop and charged with OWI first offense. He was later released from the Union County Jail on $1,000 bond. The Harlan Police Department earlier this week reported four arrests had occurred over the past couple of days. Two arrests took place November 14th. 26-year-old Sonny Gulasan of Miami, Florida, was arrested following a traffic stop. He was charged with OWI, prohibited acts penalties, possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, and turning from an improper lane. 66-year-old Robert Bogler of Harlan was arrested on the 14th following a traffic stop. He was charged with OWI, tampering with an interlocked device, open container, violations of a restricted license, and failure to maintain control. And a Harlan woman, 36-year-old Rebecca Ann Boroff, was arrested twice within 3 days. On November 6th, she was arrested for and charged with assault. And on November 9th, Boroff was arrested for public intoxication. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.